The Healing Power of Prayer. Some of my religious friends ask me if, as an atheist, I have a fear that I'm wrong and that some God will punish me. Nope, never. I have no fear of God at all. No nightmares, no cold sweats, not even a rare disquieting moment. I don't feel like I'm rebelling against or disobeying God. There is no God. God is no worry to me. I watched my mother, father, and sister die, and I didn't cry out to God. I've been in pain and been scared shitless, yet I've never begged God to exist and save me. I know there are atheists in foxholes. There's a military group called that. But I'm too much of a peacenik and a coward, and now pretty much too old to ever be tested like that myself. But I think I pray. When I lie in bed at night with my eyes shut, waiting for my personality to relax out of the muscles of my face, inside my head, with no one to call me on my shit, I pray. My mom and dad told me to say my prayers before I fell asleep, and I got used to spending that time thinking about what I'd done wrong in the past and about what I hope for the future. I called it Penn's Guilt Roundup, but I think some of my religious friends would call it a prayer. During my prayer, I think of the stupid and unkind, most often those are the same, things that I've done and how I could try to do them better next time. I think in general terms about how I want to make things better for myself, my family, my friends, and the world. I think of my family members and wish and hope things for them. As I get ready to write this next part, I'm feeling a little guilty already. I feel like I'm about to betray a trust that I have with myself. I allow myself to hope and dream before sleep because it's private, because I'll never be called on it. Now I'm about to call myself on it. I will try to be honest, but please know that I'm being very selective. To tell you more is too personal, even for a TMI motherfucker like me. I fantasize that I find the cure for AIDS, save a lot of lives, and win a Nobel Prize. Lately, I imagine I do the genius interview for CNN that brings Trump down for good. That would win all the Nobel Prizes, right? I think about talking a suicide bomber out of killing himself and many others and getting all the credit for it. I think about what MILF I had LTF at my children's school and how that might go down. I get stuck in a loop with that one now and again. I think about projects I'm working on being very successful and how that would feel. I think about projects I've done that have failed, but by some miracle they're discovered to really be works of genius that were just ahead of their time. I don't want to be disrespectful to those who believe prayer is more than hope and fantasy. There are good people who sincerely believe prayer information is shared with a magic all-knowing power. They're wrong, but I do know that to them, what I do isn't exactly the same as what they do. But I do believe there is some overlap in what's happening in all our heads when we consciously started to dream. As an adult, I enjoyed making these private nighttime prayer sessions a little more realistic. I make them a little easier to imagine. I don't imagine winning the lottery. I imagine the Penn & Teller Theater being filled up for every single show. I do know the fact that there is a Penn & Teller Theater has already used up more luck than winning the lottery 10 times in a row. I used to wish that I were magically thin and healthy, but over the past couple of decades, I changed that wish to, I wish I desired only healthy foods, so health would follow without magic. It's still magical prayer thinking, but with the artistic self-fake-out that I'm not asking for too much. It's filling a theater that already exists. It's a little more likely than winning the Powerball without ever buying a ticket. I got into bed just last night and was running through ways I could have answered Teller more politely when he asked about me changing a line in the show. I thought about how I should have been more supportive of a plan my wife had for our family. I thought about MILFs, and then my mind turned to my health. I thought about what I could hope for that would make me healthier, and I had an epiphany. One of my prayers had been answered. I now crave healthy foods. This is not the first prayer of mine to be answered. I have my wife and children. But the craving for healthy food is not one I'd thought about every night. After praying for that for years, it took only a little over a year with my buddy Cray Ray to make that prayer a reality. About the worst thing I still often long for is peanut butter. And that ain't that bad. It's pretty rare nowadays for me to crave pizza, steak, burgers, or brownies. I've got to talk to Cray Ray. I don't really need to win the lottery, but maybe he could set up something with the MILFs for tomorrow's pickup.